guys. Welcome to Archive TV. I'm Shane, back again for another strain review. Today we are checking out a strain from a brand that I have not tried yet here in Oregon. This one is the Ice Cheeks, grown by Lovely. Ice Cheeks, as far as genetic goes, is going to be American Skunk Selection times Cold Snap. This was bred by White Yeast Farms. You guys might know them from the Orchata. That's probably their most popular strain, at least of recent years. Genetics-wise, American Skunk Selection. That was bred by Bodie. I don't know the genetics on that one. And then it's going to be crossed with the Cold Snap, which is Biscotti times Menthol. And then the Menthol is Gelato 45 times White Diesel times High Octane times Jet Fuel G6. For me, Menthol personally, I know some people say they get like a really menthol-y thing out of it. I tend to just get a little bit more like generic, gassy, skunky weed terps, you know, all the you know, things that make up the lineage of that tend to have more of those kind of notes. Obviously with breeding, sometimes you might cross two things with similar profiles and get some weird off the wall terp profile with the progeny, but I've never experienced that myself with menthol. I know other people smoke it and say they get a total menthol thing, so maybe a little bit subjective there. As we take a look at this stuff here, definitely got a very interesting look to it. It's got that dark purple, dark green base with kind of the small, real fuzzy looking trichomes all over it. It kind of gives it almost like a color-wise or like resin look, it kind of reminds me almost of like a Mac looking strain. But the formations are really interesting on this. They're kind of spherical buds that kind of shoot off in different directions as you get to the top of the colas there. Definitely an interesting bud formations on this one for sure. Really, really resinous. Little bit more of a dry resin, not the stickiest. I don't think we would get crazy hang time on the stick test for this one. But, you know, not always a bad thing. I would imagine this would probably do pretty well yield-wise for washes. Right away, I'm getting some pretty crazy terps on this one that I'm not really expecting. I believe this is a Pheno number 10 that was hunted by Lovely in fall of last year. And they said they hunted this one mainly just because of the super, super skunky aroma that translates well to the palate. So based on that information, I was expecting this to be super skunky. There's definitely some skunk in there, don't get me wrong. But the first thing that I'm hit with on this, honestly, is like an intense black licorice. Yeah, it's like really robust, thick, staining black licorice terp to me. Obviously a little bit of skunkiness in there too. Maybe almost like a little chocolatey thing too or something. Not like, not pastry, but almost like more just like a chocolate bar or something. But yeah, that thick licorice thing is definitely the dominating aroma there for sure. You guys know the drill here. I'm gonna go ahead and pack one up in the pipe just for a little taster out of the MMP. And I got a nice little joint rolled up here, so we'll get the full flavor experience. Fire in the hole. Whew, this is a true wake and bake sesh for me. Just got to the office about 30 minutes ago, set things up, climb right into this video. And yeah, it's got more expansion than I was expecting. Definitely kind of grabs you a little bit there. The flavor is pretty true to the smell that I got there. There's definitely a little bit more skunkiness on the flavor than what I was getting on the nose. Definitely the black licorice thing comes through as well. Yeah, it was interesting. Yeah, I'm getting kind of like a chocolatey thing there on the flavor too. It's not a menthol thing to me, but it's maybe like a mint like a chocolate mint, almost like Andes candies or something like that. Yeah, I feel like I'm getting that more on the flavor than the licorice thing. Like, nose on this thing for me is 90% black licorice terps. I get a hint of that on the smell, but the smell is definitely like a little bit more skunk spray, kind of how they were describing as far as, you know, what's on the plant, super skunky. Maybe as it cures out, gets a little bit more of that black licorice thing, not quite as skunky, but the skunkiness definitely comes through on the flavor for this. It sticks too, like it's definitely lingering on the palate, which is something I tend to associate more just in my personal experience with the super sticky resinous strains. Those tend to be the ones that stick a little bit better, but for being more of a dry resin plant, this has got some pretty good staying power on the palate too, for sure. Go ahead and move on to the joint here. Oh, man. Oh yeah, I'm definitely getting the minty thing out of the joint. Definitely like a chocolatey, minty Andes candies thing for sure. Wasn't expecting that based off of you just popping the jar and smelling this. I like strains like this that kind of have a surprising flavor based on the aroma. You know, a lot of good weed is like, I pop the jar, I get that initial smell. I'm just hoping that that smell translates as clean as possible to the palate. But when you get something that kind of like throws you for a loop and in a good way, not that I wouldn't have been just as happy if this tasted like straight black licorice. Which, like I said, it's got a hint of that in there too, but it's definitely got more of a chocolatey, cushy, minty, yeah, kind of an Andes candies thing going on. Which I don't know about you guys, Andes candies just reminds me of finishing up dinner at a steakhouse, you know, more so than eating chocolate. Yeah, this is really nice. One thing I like too about their menu, and you see this with a lot of these kind of older Oregon brands like I was talking about, they have a really nice mix of like old school classic cultivars and then like new school hype or like new you know, hybrids or new spins on kind of newer stuff that they've produced. There's a lot of these like old school strains from the medical days that were really, really popular, like Jack Herrera, Blueberry. I got a Blueberry review for you guys on the way as well. There's just a lot of like cool strains out here that I haven't seen some of them in a few years. Some of them maybe 5-10 years. They've kind of disappeared from the scene in California. But it's nice to see like, you know, companies that are still putting a focus on growing some of those 9-10 week strains and not having to grow the same 8 week shit that everybody else grows. Trying to stay like current with new stuff with their menu, but also making sure that you keep a place for some of these classics that some of us never get tired of. I know, like me for one, Chem, I could smoke Chem all fucking day, bro. There's never gonna be a point in my life where I'm like, I think I'm done smoking Chem. That's my palate, that's what I like, it's personal preference. I'll never get tired of trying new stuff, but I feel like there's a hole in the market for the nostalgic strains, for the 50, 60 year old consumer who like just wants to taste the shit that they remember from 20 years ago, 30 years ago. Maybe they're not into all these, you know, pastry, bakery terps that seem to be dominating the market, you know, nowadays. Maybe they like green weed, you know? I feel like, and again, this is something I think I've said before on podcasts with Fletch, but if there was a company whose business model was just pure nostalgia, like we just grow the shit that nobody else grows anymore because it doesn't flower in 8 weeks, because it doesn't, you know, turn purple and it doesn't look great after it's been, you know, sitting around for 6 months. I think there's a really, really strong demand for that kind of stuff. from, like I said, the older consumers who want it just based on a nostalgia factor, but also on the younger consumers who, you know, just got into weed in the last 5 years, 10 years and missed out on some of those crazy strains, some of the classics from 15, 20, 30 years ago. Myself included, you know, I've never tried the American Super Skunk. Talking about chocolatey shit, I never tried Chocolate Thai. You know, there's certain shit that, like, I would love to go hop in a time machine, go back and try for myself as well, or things that I would love to revisit. So I'm hoping that somewhere along the line, somebody is going to come out and do that. And I feel like a market like Oregon would be a perfect place for a niche business model like that. But yeah, you guys, I'm rambling now, just babysitting the joint. I definitely feel a buzz setting in from this stuff. That's what I like about doing these videos as a true wake and bake sesh. I know I don't do them very often, but when I do them like that, it does make it a little bit easier to at least give you guys a rating on the buzz as well. Ash fumble. There's a cushy thing going on there too. Yeah, this one is, there's some layers to this one. Definitely just like a really unique, intriguing smoke. Again, like I said, we live in a day and age where a lot of people are growing the same shit. A lot of the market's kind of saturated with very similar flavor profiles. If you were just to line up a bunch of jars, I feel like this one would stand out just based on that initial aroma, like I said, but then there's some surprises hidden in there too when you actually roll it up and smoke one. To me, that has all the markers of a great strain, and it's packing the punch as well, burning really, really nice. Definitely a little bit smoother out of the joint. I'm not noticing as much expansion as I got, you know, out of that pipe. Again, first hit of the day. Guess that's kind of to be expected. Tickles your lungs a little bit more than usual. But overall, man, I'm really, really liking this stuff. Well, I think that pretty much does it for this one, guys. I have a ton of strain reviews coming your way in the coming weeks, but if there is a particular strain that you guys want to see me hunt down, get my hands on, and do a review on, go ahead and throw it down there in the comments. While you're there, like, subscribe, hit the bell, do all the stuff. We really appreciate you guys' support, and I will see you on the next one.